Hi, my name is Stephanie Solis and I'm a sophomore here at State. I was born in Miami, Florida and moved to California when I was 8 years old. I've moved within the state 4 times. Home right now is a little town inland from Temecula. It's a rural area up in the mountains. I like the fact that it snows there. My ethnicity is Guatemalan. That's the country below Mexico, for all of you who fail geography. I've been there once when I was very young. It's a poor country and a lot of parts are dangerous. And by dangerous, I mean they'll rip gold earrings straight from your ear. So if you ever plan to visit, I suggest you blend in. I'm a middle child, but I haven't experienced the typical stereotypes, like feeling left out or ignored by the family. I have an older brother who works for my dad and a younger sister who I miss the most. My mom is a principal's secretary and my dad is a thoroughbred trainer. My entire life I grew up around horses, so I don't think they're anything special, nor do I want anything to do with them. If my dad had his way, I'd be his personal vet. At home we have lots of animals. Turtles, cats, dogs, horses, and goats. We're making a ranch, so soon we'll have cows and whatever other animal my dad wants in it. I'm not the country living type, although all signs point to yes. I'm a city girl, so I was in shock when we moved from LA to the countryside. It has its perks though. It's a nice, serene getaway. I like to think of myself as a crafty person, so on my spare time, I scrapbook or put together my apartment. I have a vision on how exactly I want it to be, so it's taken me some time to finish. I also enjoy driving to unknown destinations, or basically getting lost on accident. It's a good way to familiarize yourself with the area. I like the color purple, although it seems that my favorite color is pink. Italian cuisine is my favorite, and I love Halloween because you get to dress up and be something that you're not. I'm a full-time employee at Costco, and I absolutely enjoy my job, but only because of my coworkers. I could care less what they have me doing as long as I'm doing it with them. I just wrapped up my first year there and plan on sticking around until I'm out of college. It pays the bills and then some. The one thing I'm afraid of more than anything is, sadly, a spider. I know, I'm 100 times their size, but they're just so gross. I'm starting up my second year here in San Diego and I love it. I really like how nothing is ever really far and the temperature hardly changes. It just might make it my personal home. It's either that or LA. My major is biology and my minor is Spanish. With my major, I want to become a forensic technician, which is just a fancy term for doing lab work all day. Yeah, I do speak Spanish, but I'm not taking easy A classes to fulfill my minor. I'm taking physics because it's a requirement to even be accepted into the biology major. And to tell you the truth, I really wanted to drop the class this semester. There are 2 reasons why I didn't. The first was because I'm not a quitter, and I would have to do it eventually anyway. And the second was because it was past the drop deadline. At the beginning, physics wasn't important to me. It still isn't. But I have grown to like it. I find it intriguing that the reason chalk makes that annoying high-pitched noise is simply because it's held at the wrong angle. I can see many instances where physics would come in handy in the future. I would be able to solve real-life problems by the skills I will learn this semester. If you just step back and look at it all, it's pretty logical. Going back, I wanted to drop physics not because it's too hard, but because it's a class where I had to rearrange my learning strategy. It's all conceptual, and I, for one, was having a difficult time grasping all the ideas, even the simple ones, mind you. But now I'm doing a lot better. I can see that my intellectual growth meter has rose 2 centimeters thanks to this class. I still haven't perfected the problem-solving strategy we are obligated to do, but I know why we have to. It makes us understand every part of the problem. It is reinforcing the concept, and when we do this, we can see that almost all the problems are the same. They just have different values and unknowns. The diagramming to me is the basis. That is where you know if you're headed in the right direction. If the picture's off, then most likely you don't know what you're looking for. The reasoning part is sort of like you thinking aloud on paper. It reassures you of the calculation you decided to do. And lastly, the solution part is your goal. College? Do I like it? I like the college life. But I think it's sad that a lot of it reminds me of high school. But really, I have enjoyed my time spent while in it. I got to meet a lot of interesting people and have been introduced to new cultures and concepts. The best part is probably getting to know people who have different backgrounds. It gives you a better understanding of the world and the people in it. I expect what everyone expects, just to learn what you have to learn and get out. I'm not really one for the experiences and all the other goodies that come with the package, but I welcome them with open arms. I've had my fair share of life experiences outside the college boundary, so I'm not really looking for any crazy new ones. I'm here strictly for business, to some degree. All right, so now you pretty much know me. All you need is my social security and you can steal my identity. I'm just joking. I would like to take this opportunity though and thank my buddy Chris. He's helped me a lot with this class. Peace and love.